Shir should be a special schus. Ravi Mara Nimi Marasi Sheyichu. Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel. Reb Shmuel Pinchas Ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi. Reb Alexander Zisha Ben Reb Yosef. And we're going to be learning the Chiddush of the Noda Behuda in the Mahadura Tinyan Reb Ezra and Sheila Ayin Hey. And the analysis of the great Gaon, Rabbi Yerucham Bar Haftik, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who was a Telzer Talmud and a Brisker Talmud, and later he came to Eretz Yisrael. So we've had numerous shiurim from his Sfarim, and I always enjoy learning this together with others and learning it myself. So thank you for joining me. And we'll begin. This is in his Sefer Olas Yerucham, in Simen Nun Hey. First he quotes the Nodu Yehuda Madura Tinyan and Eben Ezer, as I noted, Sheila in Hey, brings a machlokes in Meseches Kedushin. Hamakadesh Be'ed Echod, Rav Kahano Amar Ein Choshishin LeKedushin, Rav Popo Amar Choshishin LeKedushin. If a person's Makadesh and Isha in front of one witness, there's a machlokes. Rav Kahana says no Kedushin. Rav Papa says yes, we're Choshish, that maybe it is valid Kedushin. And Lechurma, she needs a get if she wants to marry someone else. Das Rov Akadmonim, Rov Binyan, Verov Minyan Apoiskim. Almost everybody holds, says Rav Yecheskel Landa from Prague, that we paskin like Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana, that Ein Choshish in the Kedushin. Just the Smag and the Mordechi say that you should be Machmir and you should be Choshish for the Kedushin. The question is, why don't everybody paskin? Why doesn't anybody like Rav Papa? Why does everybody go with Rav Kahana? So he writes, L'dayti yesh li yashev das kol ha-gaonim. I want to be miyashev all those gaonim who didn't paskin like Rav Papa. Vudu emanavshach. Im Rav Papa sa oda amar choy shishim ta me mishum de lo yolof dover dover. Oda sover dover dover rak liz nus. De bay deiz nus ksiv ki matza beravaz dover. So what's Rav Papa's reason? Rav Papa says, you're choshish be'ed echot. What's his reason? If Pshatim Rav Papa is that you're choshish for the Kedushin because he doesn't learn Dover, because it says only by Mammon it says Dover, and by Znus it says Dover, Kimatza Ba'ervas Dover. It's just like by Mammon you need two witnesses, so too by Znus. But that's Edei Znus. So Rav Papa, here we're not talking about Znus, we're talking about Kedushin. So maybe Rav Papa holds that the reason you don't need two Edim is because they're Edei Znus. They're not Edei, you require two Edim for Znus, not for Kedushin. Maybe that's Rav Papa's reason. Oh, the Sarvati Alfin and Madam Mahani B'mam L'shum Dover V'Reid Echad Mo'el L'Shvu Alekach Mo'el Gam L'Dvar Shabei Ervo. Ah, or maybe Rav Papa learns differently. Maybe Rav Papa learns that by Mammon, Eid Echad has significance. Rashi already, Bavorintis, Rashi already in Kedushin. Samach Hei, Amad Beis, just to note as an aside, Rashi says in Dibur Amaschel, Eid Echad Behakrosh, Behach Shvu Alo Shaicha. So you can answer that no, there's no Shvu here. Only by Mammon is a Shavuah, and therefore Eid Echad is significant. But maybe Rav Papa holds no. That just like by Mammonis, and Eid Echad is Machayev a Shavuah. He says that Reuven owes Shimon money. Reuven has to swear. So too, Eid Echad is also significant enough to be Chadar Rochoshish for the Kedushin. Maybe he works. Maybe he's good enough to make a Kedushin, and therefore works also for Dovah Shaber for Kedushin. So if that's the way Rav Papa holds, either because he doesn't b'chlal learn Dover Dover Mimamen, or he learns Dover Dover but not for Eidei Znus, and then not for Eidei Kedushin, just for Eidei Znus, he learns Dover Dover you need two Eidim, or he learns since by Mammon you need one Eid, so for Kshvua, so here also one Eid is good. So however you learn up Rav Papa, Imkein Nitchen Divrei Rav Papa Mikamas Sugis B'Shas. But then Rav Papa is, you see, not like him from various sugyas in the Gemara. Yevomis peiches, kamristam in the Gemara. Ain't davrshev pachos mishnayim. It says that davrshev erva is minimally two. See, for kedushin you need two. V'chein amar bereish gidden dav beis of a davar she'be'erva. Kamo kein im neima d'lo yolof. Oh, so therefore it's a davar she'be'erva. So if you want to say that just like an eid echad is effective in mominus to create a shvuah, is also good for davar she'be'erva. Ma pitom? Ma pitom? Ein davar she'be'erva pachas mishnayim. So don't tell me that for davar she'be'erva one's enough, because we have mefurishi gemaras that ain't davar she'erva pachas mishnayim. So Rav Papa is not like those gemaras. Maybe we don't pass them like Rav Papa. Well, come on, can you name it the elif davar davar the sever the kariyak al znus? And similarly, maybe he doesn't. You want to say that he doesn't learn davar 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 only going znus manavshach kasha. Eid echad lamali klal. Wait a second. If Rav Papa is not learning from davar davar, or davar davar is only going on znus and not kedushin, then mehechetesi 1-8. Mehechetesi 1-8, just two people. Now we're in the COVID tkufa, so you want to have a nice, safe wedding, just the boy and the girl in the room, that's it, nobody else. Why not? Mehechetesi, you need 1-8. Why does Rav Papa say 1-8? Manavshach kasha, eid echad lamali klal. Why don't we need eid echad at all? Uminale, shiatzarach klal eid. Maybe Rav Papa holds that the Gzeira Shava of Dover tells us that if 1-8 contradicts it, he's not believed. He's not believed to be Makhish. You need two Eidim to be Makhish, to deny that it happened. But what about Kiyum HaDavar? Not to deny that it happened. To deny that it happened, you need two Eidim. But to create a Kedushin, maybe 1-8 is enough. If that's true, Im ken afilu eid echad lo yetzarich, v'yamahani kamo mamon. So why not like mamon? Mamon for Kiyum HaDavar, if I lend you $1,000, so you owe me $1,000 back whether Eidim or not. It's Mekuyim whether it's a valid halva no matter what. So why don't we say the same thing by Kedushim? What do you need even 1-8 for? It's fun learning no debut, isn't it? Im ken afilu eid echad lo yetzarich v'yeh mahani kamo mamon. Vimishum dahacham achayv lachrini, kamodamasik rav kahana b'tshuva l'rav Ashi. And if you're going to say that here you're not mechayv lachrini, like it says in the Gemara in Kedushin, that's the famous Gemara in Kedushin. My havei Allah, what's the din? Mekadosh beit echad rav kahana amarein choshin l'kedushin, rav papa amar choshin l'kedushin, amar rav Ashi l'rav kahana. So Rav Ashi says to Rav Kahana, Ma datech? You think Makadish Berech and Makadesh? What do you think? You're learning Dover Dover Mimamin? Kimatza Berev as Dover, Apishnai made him Yokum Dover. Just like by Apishnai made him, by Mamin is he need to, so to by Kedushin. Imalana das Baldin Kamehadim Afkano das Baldin Kamehadim done. You want to say that just like over there by Mamin, Hadas Baldin, if they admit it, it's like 100 Adim, so maybe by Kedushin also? So they don't need 2 Adim. So what do you mean in choshen l'kedushin with 1? You don't need any. So if your vort is you're learning from mamonis, so then you should need any eidim. So Amar Lei, we've discussed this a lot in Rav Shira and B'siyanta D'shmaya. So Rav Kahana says back to Rav Ashi, hasam by mamon lo kachayv lachrine. He's not chav lachrine when he's moide. If I say I owe you $1,000, nobody suffers from that. Nobody's disadvantaged. Therefore he's namon. But here chayv lachrine. And Machayev others api hoda asam. Because now he's usher to her krovim, she's usher to his krovim. So that's what the Nol David is referring to. Vimishum dahacha Machayev lachrini, kamodamasik rif kahana b'tshuva l'Rav Ashi. Im ken kam eid echod ein neamon, eich neamon l'chayev lachrini. If Hodas Baldin Kameidim Dami doesn't work because you're Machayev Lachrini, because you disadvantage others, so then how does 1-8 work? Mimkein Mamanavshach. Oh, Shadivrev Papa Nitchem Mikamas Sugis Bashas. So however you spin it, either Rav Papa is rejected from numerous sugyas, or sheish lanu lomar the Rav Papa kamar choshen haynu midrabanan. You can't. Rav Papa is not going to work with other gemaras, but maybe Rav Papa is only talking to Rabbanan. Shecham choshu hoyel veidechad moyel al kopanim l'nishvu gazru sheyol bekidushin. V'nei b'marit pirish gam kein hachi choshishim l'drabanan. So maybe that's the vort in Rav Papa. It's only chashash d'rabanan that it's chashash l'chachamim. But midoraisa, nobody's going to hold that you're choshish l'kidushin. Because he can't hold like Rav Papa, because he's nitcha misugis hashas. The only thing you can do is say it's midrabanan. Maybe that's what Rav Papa means. And it's gzeirat rabanan, but not that midoraisa. You don't. Not that midoraisa. You say that it's kedushin. So ad kan, what we need from the Noda B'Yehuda. And sof kol sof. The poskin paskin like Rav Kahana, and even midrabanan yana choshish for the kedushin. But the Noda wants to learn in the Rav Papa that it's a din derabanan. And on that, Rabbi Yerucham Zatzal says, "I'm not so sure." Finirli dein shum echreich lomer the Rav Papa suffered beit echad choshish and rak midrabanan. Ani omer, you can't be forced to say that Rav Papa old that eight echad is only derabanan. Ve'efshe l'chayr loymar the omnom sover the choshish midaraisa. Maybe he holds you really are choshish daraisa. The matzi sover zos gufa the darvisha be'erva. Ikenei amanas gam b'pachas mishnayim. He holds that a darvisha be'erva there's an amanas even with less than two. V'lo yalef l'gamrei davar davar. And he doesn't learn this gzeirah shav of davar davar mimama that you need two. Upalagal I call it the b'shibishas dein davar shibereva pachas mishnayim. And he is arguing with this klal of the Gemara that ain't davar shibereva pachas mishnayim is sever kabai de lekaman. And he holds like Abai who says later on in the Gemara sam chvov ishto zinso be'ed echod v'shoisig. Abai omar and omar abai nema. Somebody goes up to a man and he says, your wife was Mizane. Be'ed echod. Eid echod meid b'fnei abal v'shoisek abal. So Abai says, Nemona eid. V'asur olav. Rava argues. And Rava says, "Davar shaver, ein pachas even shaver, pachas mishnayim." So you see that Abaye is not makabel this klal of ein davar shaver, but pachas mishnayim. So here you have a davar shaver erva, ishtecha zinsa. And Abai holds one is enough. So Abai doesn't accept this rule. Vein davar shaver pachas mishnayim. So why is it so rachok to say? Why is it so difficult to say that Rav Papa also holds that way? And he's poligal stamet deshas. And he holds even davar shaver ne'eman eid echad. And because of this, Rav Papa holds that mekadosh beit echad in the kedusha midaraisa. And it could be that Abai also holds the Bei Decha Choshin the Kedushin Daraisa. He doesn't know Dava Dava Mamin. If Rav Papa holds you don't learn Dava Dava Mamin, so then what do you even need an Eid Echad for? Why do you need an Eid Echad? And if the vort is because of Chayev Lachrini, How's the Erechot believed if the others are being disadvantaged? So if you don't accept the Davar Davar Mimaman, so what do you need 1 aid for? And if it's Kazal Tzmachayv Lachwini, why is 1 aid believed? So that's the Tain of the Noda Behuda. So on that, Rabbi Yerucham says, no, nearly. The Omnam Rav Papa lo yolif Davar Davar Mimaman to be in Shrei Edim. You're right, Rav Papa doesn't learn Davar Davar Mimaman that you require 2 witnesses. Avalodim is Salik Lagamre Asagzera Shava. But he doesn't completely discard, disavow, or whatever dis, the Gzeira Shava. He accepts the Gzeira Shava. Partially. Kim Yalif Bahai Gavna Madamahani Bimam Lishum Dover Varechad Moyalishua Lakachmol Gamla Dover Shabarva. He says, you know how you learn the Gzeira Shava Dover Dover Mimaman? Look at Mammon and see in Mammon that Eid Echad works. There's a matzav in Eid and in Mammonis where Eid Echad works. To be Mechayv Shavu. So let's have that work by Dover Shaber also, by Kedushin. So the Noda Behuda brought up that possibility. He considered that. He just said, wait a second, T.O. coach, time out. And Sticky Vitale used to scream, T.O. coach! No. Because he says, look at Stam of the Shas. Stam of the Shas, the Ein Dover Shever Bepachas Mishnayim. That's his kasha. So what do you mean he holds that? But since my mom is Shvua, Eid Echad is enough for a Shvua. So by say the same thing, by Kedushin, Eid Echad is enough for Kedushin. Yeah, but that's against Stam of the Shas. Stam of the Shas, Ein Dover Shever Brachos Mishnayim. But what do we say? We said, no. But maybe Rav Papa argues with Stam of the Shas, just like we see Abaye does. And therefore, he holds that it's enough to have Eid Echad. V'dahasam ha'eid echad mishum ne'amanus kan lagabe kedushin bin in l'kiyum ha'davar u'kumo l'man didarshi davar mimamon d'bin en shrei eidim afal pi d'gabe mamon he mishum ne'amanus afilu achi darshin l'gabe kedushin l'kiyum ha'kedushin mishum d'chayv l'achrini kumo kein b'haf yachi alfusa b'mekadish b'eid echad d'yalfinen mishvua d'hasam mishum ne'amanus v'kan l'kiyum ha'kedushin. He says like this. First we said that Rav Papa argues, and he says Eid Echad is enough for Kedushin, just like it is by Mammon. And if you're going to say that by Eid Echad, there's Ne'amanus by Mammon. Eid Echad is needed for Ne'amanus, but here Eid Echad is needed for Kiyum HaDavar. So by Shvua, it's just, he's believed. He doesn't make, the Kiyum means that you make the event happen. The event didn't happen unless you experience it. There's no Kedushin, there's no Gittin, unless there are witnesses there. It didn't happen. But by Mammon, the event happened whether the witnesses or not. Why do you believe 1 aid by Shvua? Because it's Ne'amanus. And here it's the Kiyum HaDavar. Here you need an aid for Kiyum HaDavar. So how do you learn the 1 aid of Kiyum HaDavar? By Kedushin, by the 1 aid of Ne'amanus. So, explains Rabbi Yerucham, just like the man, the one who darshins Davar Davar Mimaman, wait a second, if we're darshining Davar Mimaman, what are we darshining? You need 2 aidim. Why do we need 2 aidim by Mammon? For Kiyum HaDavar, it's the famous kasha, everyone talks about that, everyone and their grandmother talks about the question of how can you learn Kedushin from Mammon? How can you darshin Davar Shaber from Mammon? by marriage, by davar she'be'erva, it's the kiyuma davar. Kiddushin gittin is kiyuma davar. And legabe mammon, it's not kiyum. It's a slavure, to be mevara what happened. But it doesn't make it. If I borrow $1,000 from you, I borrow whether people witnessed it or not. So there's no chalos borrowing. I don't have to give it back. Where's it to give it back? But if I'm a kaddish, a girl, and nobody's there, then it didn't happen. Mamash didn't happen. It's kiyum adavar. Many years ago, there was a basketball game, Havdil El Fafi Abdullahs. And at the end of the game, a guy shot the ball, and he made a shot, like, for the buzzer, and went in. But the refs didn't see it. They were busy looking. Is he in the three-point lane? He's doing this, that. They didn't see it. And they discounted it, and afterwards they asked the commissioner. People were very upset. They asked the commissioner. And the commissioner, to paraphrase, is not exactly what he said, but to paraphrase, said, I don't care if God himself sees the ball go in. If the refs didn't see it, it didn't go in. Kiyum adavar. So we're learning mamonis. We're learning davar she'erva from mammon, even though this is kiyum adavar and this is levure. Mammon is just a beam of fire, and kedushin is kiyum adavar. And yet we still learn. We still learn one from the other. Even though gabe mammon it's ne'emanus, but we still darshan the gabe kedushin. See here also. You can say that, yeah, by mammon, the 1/8 is ne'eman for a shvuah, that's ne'emanus. And here the 1/8 is the kiyum adavar. What's the problem? And that, but then odvir ad akasha. So how's eid echad ne'eman l'chayv achrini? So maybe the answer is, there if Papa holds your choshes l'kedushin, when they're both modeh. And most poskim hold that way. That Rav Papa is talking about where they're both modeh. And since they're both modeh, then even though it's a chiv l'achrini, it's still okay. If it was eid echad, and it was mechayv l'achrini, and they weren't modeh, then we're running into bigger problems. But here they're modeh. Especially if you learn that pshat and chayev lachrini is that now they're both usher. And that's the chayev lachrini. Now the man is usher, the woman is now she's usher to the whole world. But if they're both modeh, then okay, hadas baal din. She says, I agree, you're not doing anything against me, you 1/8. I admit it. So then that's fine. And most poskim hold that that's where Papa holds. We're talking about where they're both modeh. That's the Rashba. The Rashba says the Chav L'Achrini is the woman's osir of the world. But now, you're not mechayev her because she agrees. She's modeh. So therefore it's cool. You have 1/8. No Chiv L'Achrini. And Shalma Yisrael. And that's where Rav Papa holds. Later in the Gemara, Daf Samach Vav Amar Aleph, Toz Dibur Maslom Rabbi Zinsa Neman, Toz writes, Tamav, Amis Mekadosh Beit Echad and Choshen LeKedushin. How can he say, how can Abai say, you believe 1A that she was Mizaneh? Abai says, Ein Choshen LeKedushin, the Gemara says, Mekadosh Beit Echad and Choshen LeKedushin. So how do you believe 1A that she was Mizaneh? So you see that Tosis holds that Abai doesn't know like Rav Papa. Huh. We wanted to say Abai and Rav Papa, our chavrus is in this. They both hold eid echad is cool. Ma pitom? Tosol's not like that. But on that, the Pnei Yehoshua already says, "Ulechayra." And I was an aside. Rav Yeruchim wasn't a practicing Rav most of his life. He was a businessman. He went into various businesses. But he was just a masmid otzum. And you see the wealth of knowledge that he had in his chedushim were tremendous, tremendous. So the Pnei Yehoshua writes already on that Tosis, L'chor Leish L'tumoah. But my pshitulu l'abaye, the abaye lost really like Rav Papa. How does Tosis know as a davar pashut that abaye doesn't hold like Rav Papa? Dharma leil b'shmaitin dechoshin l'kedushin. Vadarav, l'kedushin chav beis, it's mashma from that abaye there learns that the 1-8 is accepted for kedushin. So that's what bothers the Pnei Yehoshua. So maybe Taka the Abai really holds like Rav, or Papa and Abai really hold a lot the same thing. You are choshish in kedushin for eight echot. El denir the misugi the shmeis and pshitu luhachi the meisin ahanach memra the Abai the basa the masik mayavilin in kedushin mashim the Abai lo ayerlin in kedushin or shenemra the tais savdur of Papa gufei kamer choshin hainu dafka b'shnei amoidim. But Tais Rid Kasvu Da Abaye Svir Lei Kaman Dar Mechoshin LeKedushin Ad Kan Lashona. So if I'm reading the Pnei Yehoshua correctly, he says if you look weiter in the sugya, it seems that Abaye is not talking. The cases the Gemara brings afterwards are not talking about Kedushin. If he was talking about Kedushin, then the Gemara should have brought cases of Kedushin to show that Abaye holds that you believe Erecha when it comes to Kedushin. So it's mashma from the Hemshech Divrei HaGemara that Abaye is not talking about Kedushin. Or maybe Tosis holds that Rav Pup himself, who says Choshishin, is only when Shnei Amodim. So maybe Rav Papa is talking about Choshim when they're both Modeh, and Abaye isn't talking about where they're both Modeh. Abaye just says Ishto Zinsa and the Baal Shoisek. So maybe that's why he learns that Rav Papa isn't Abaye. And Tosis Rid, he writes that Abaye holds like the Man Derma Choshim LeKedushin Be'ed Echad. So that's the Pnei Yehoshua. So it emerges, like we said, that like Rav Papa is talking about B'shnei Amodim. That's why we get around the Chav L'Achrini problem. They're both Modeh. There's an Eid Echad. And Rav Papa holds like Abaye. Just like Eid Echad is believed in Ish L'Chazinsa, Eid Echad is also believed in Kedushin. And when the to be made that a man was Mekadesh a woman. So that's the Mahalach here. There's obviously tons more to say. So Hashem should just give us life, and that we should be Zelcha to learn a lot more together. And Baruch Hashem, we saw Neflos Mitaras Hashem, and we should continue to do so. B'simcha b'tuv lev of Meirov Kol. Shalom, shalom, shalom.